everybody. Welcome to another episode of Back Talk. I'm Julia.
And I'm Kayla.
We're here. I'm not going to say the episode because you know what? I said I wasn't doing that. Yeah. But we're going to pop in because we have like another special treat for y'all later on this week. But we're going to pop in and give our two cents and get on out the way. So starting with what's good, I actually do have something. I lied.
Okay.
Aminé is coming out with an album. He just announced.
No, it's not anime.
Aminé. Okay. It's not anime. It's
I'm,
not.
I think I'm a dyslexic. It's okay.
It's Aminé. It's The M comes before the N.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, it's coming out August 7th and it's called Limbo. Aminé is his middle name. So his name is Adam Aminé Daniel. He's
mom. He's, she didn't want to give me a chance to pronounce that. I'm tongue-tied just hearing it.
He's Ethiopian.
Okay.
So I think that's where it comes from. He's like a proud Ethiopian too. Like he's very proud of his culture. Like he be dressing in the garb and stuff like that for different celebrations and things like that. But yeah, so he's coming out with the album. It's called Limbo. It's coming out August the 7th. One of the singles off of it, well, two of the singles. I like Shimmy. I think I talked about it on here before. And then he came out with another one recently called Riri. Mm-hmm. And he came out with a video for it. He is fine. I've always thought he is. Was cool, but he's gotten finer. I don't know what happened. He done got a few retwists and polished up his look. He is fine. And he's tall. So I'll be listening. I like his music. Like, I've listened to all of his projects. I think he's very talented above all else, of course. But he's fine.
He is handsome. I've seen him on your Insta story a few days, and you know he's blossoming nicely. He's very handsome.
I've been coming with the gems. You know the other young man that we talked about on live. I gave out his identity, but I won't give it out again. If you missed it, you missed it.
Yeah, you got to tune into the lives. Okay, it's a different vibe on when we go on live, but we'll talk about that later.
But there's another young man that I've been posting on my Instagram stories who I fancy. Mm. What else? I know it was something else that I had been listening to that's kind of recent. I don't know. I have no idea.
It might come to you after.
It might.
I just have one quick one. Well, it might not be quick because, child, there's been a lot of bullshit surrounding this, but Pop Smoke's album has dropped. It kind of got pushed back a little bit, but it's finally out. But before the album came out, they released the artwork. Child, Virgil. Virgil, Virgil, Virgil.
What happened?
He had one job. Was to create the artwork for the album. And Virgil got on Canva, slapped something together. It was like, here y'all go. It like literally like he took a picture that's like a picture of Pop at, I think it was like London or Paris. It might have been Paris Fashion Week at, you know, the Off-White show. And he has like, you know, it's like a picture that you've seen a lot. It's him in that big blue coat and he's walking. And, you know, he just basically, you know, put some roses around it, put a couple of like thorns and leaves, and that was it. And some ice cubes or something else. It just looked like it took him 10 minutes. It was no effort in it. It was just like...
So he posted some clip art.
Clip art. Like, he literally went into his Insta story and went down to grab some stickers and put it around the picture, and that was it. Like, that's all he had.
What you're saying is, like, we could have done a better job on Canva.
Oh, girl, we have done better jobs than what that was. And his, like, literally the fans, like, lost their mind. They was like, absolutely not. It's disrespectful. Like, you didn't give it any effort. Like, Virgil, please, like... But he came out after and said, like, you know, he did this based off of, you know, the last conversation he had with him that, you know, Pop Smoke asked him to be the creative director for his album. And he had a conversation with him and said that he feels like he's the rose that grew from concrete. I mean, it made sense once he gave the backstory about the elements that were in it. But it was a very, very lazy.
I want to find it. Where is it, please?
Oh my God, I don't even know where to find it.
Is that what they stuck with?
The team, his team eventually was like, you know what? One thing about Pop, he loved to listen to his fans. So we're going to change the artwork. And it ended up being just like a silver rose and like a black background. Very like symbolic of, you know, everything that's transpired. And I just think it was more appropriate because it wasn't even about the album no more. It was more about Virgil and the shit he's done. And
I'm going to search Twitter, Virgil Abloh.
Girl, it was so bad. People said, well, let me just make something for you. People were just putting it out there like, here, like, I just have this instead. I'll make something.
Girl. I see people are like doing like parodies, like if it was designed by Virgil. Like,
girl, it was on paint. I'm going to send you the picture. I just found the picture. It was very poor. It was disrespectful. I would say that.
I see it. It's like these wires around.
It's a picture off Instagram. Like, it's very lazy.
Why do you do that? Oh, girl, man.
It's like the flowers look like ice cubes. It's just like, what the hell is this? There's some smoke around, I guess, because he's Pop Smoke. I don't know. It was just like, it was lazy. And so basically, you know, they ended up, like, I think maybe 2 days before the album came out, they changed the album cover and they was like, you know, we're not going to do that. It's not about that. We're just going to, you know, give the fans what they want. And so the album comes out. It's like, I think like 23 songs. It's a really long album. It's a lot of the songs that, it's 19 songs. A lot of the songs that, you know, the fans have been waiting to come out that he might have previewed on his story, like Something Special, that samples So Into You. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. I will say it's a different sound than if you didn't like that drill sound, if you didn't like that super hard like beats that he would have before.
The New York sound, yeah.
Yeah, you might like something on this album, but I think like the first half he gave you a few of those songs, but like I would say like majority of the songs he has Swae Lee on the album, girl. He has Karol G on here. Like, it's very different.
Who?
Than Karol G. She's like a Latin artist.
What?
Mm-hmm. But it made sense to me because he's Panamanian, so child, you never know. He might have lean into his Latin side, so. It was like that he wanted her on the album, but I will say this is a gem. The song with Karol G is called, let me see what it's called. It's called Enjoy Yourself, and it's a cool song, but there is a version before this with Burna Boy. Enjoy, okay? So it's called Enjoy Yourself, but not the Karol G version. The version with Burna Boy is the one. But I really like the album.
You know, I like Burna Boy, so we might be in luck.
This is the one. That's the one, okay? So, but overall, I will say I do like the album. There's some songs on here that I really like. Mood Swings with Little TJ. I like the song with Rowdy.
Who's Rowdy?
Rowdy's the one that we talked about that's in jail. Bobby Shmurda's homeboy.
Okay. Yes, we did talk about
But yeah, there's the song called Diana is cool. It has King Combs on there. And I really like King Combs' music. Blame My Little Sister, but I think he's cool. But yeah, it's a pretty cool album. I enjoy it. Yeah, so that's all I have for what's good.
Okay. Well, that gives me some homework, some things to listen to. Okay. Mm-hmm. And did Virgil Abloh ever say anything? Did he speak out? Or
after that, I don't know what he said. I hope he.
I
keeps
feel like he just right. needs to just give the internet a break.
Yeah. At this point, put the phone down. Just say, yeah. You know, you're not available. Go on a hiatus.
It's time to unplug for a little bit.
Yeah, much like Nicki Minaj, when you just feel like you just can't win on the internet, just take some time and, you know, just live in your real world. Don't worry about the internet.
You hear they say Nicki Minaj is pregnant.
I hope so. I know she's always talked about wanting to be a mom. And I hope she is. You know, if she's happy, she wants to do something she's always wanted, I hope she is pregnant. Best of luck to her if she is. But but yeah, girl, she needed time off the internet. It wasn't pretty.
Okay.
I think that's all I have for what's good. The only other thing that was a highlight of my week is when we went on live a few days ago. I think it was a few days ago.
Girl.
It's funny because we said we were going to go on live at the end of the last episode, but I don't know what the hell was going on. Mercury being in retrograde always fucks us up, but the audio, like the last few minutes of the episode, is just gone. Like it was done. Like it just got cut off in a really weird space, but like enough of the episode survived to where we still put it out. But we basically was telling everybody that we were going to go on live, and that we did.
We did. The live is always, it's always... There were feet pics being exchanged.
There was Cash App information being given. We were having some really cool conversations. And I like that it was a Q&A, so people could like ask their questions, but like, you know, keep their identity anonymous and, you know, really get our perspective and we get their perspective. It was really cool.
We gotta keep doing that. Like the Q&A really set the live off.
Q&A was hilarious.
Because y'all had the chance to be anonymously ridiculous.
Yes, and it's on our IGTV. If you go to our Instagram, Back Talk Podcast, it's on the IGTV. The first 2 hours is on there, and it's literally ridiculousness. And I think it's a different version of what we do here. It's a lot more relaxed. Child, the wine was flowing. It was a lot.
Let me tell you, Kayla, I was like very drunk. Like I got in the bed and I'm like, oh wow, this.
I got different. In bed and said, you know what? Let me drink some water because this is going to hurt in the morning.
No,
if I drink water now, it'll be better.
my head was spinning. Like, I'm literally like, ooh. Okay, yeah. I went too far. Like,
yeah,
I stumbled to my room. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very much that. It was very much, yeah, let me go to bed. Let me drink some water and take my ass to sleep because I was done for the night.
Like, you had no business doing that. Like,
you didn't even, I was like, girl, you didn't even go anywhere. Why are you like this?
Why are you drunk like this? Like, you had a night out. Like, that's ridiculous.
I'm over there, like, getting undressed, taking off my makeup. Like, I had a night out. Like, ooh. My God.
Well, it was a good time. We'll be doing that again soon. Yeah,
we're definitely going to do that more often. It's a lot of fun.
I'm not going to drink as much, child, but.
Oh, your other what's good was Pussy Talk. The Pussy Talk video. Oh, yeah, the video.
I like it. Do you like it?
I thought it was really good, but I will say that I knew I was going to enjoy it because it was directed by my husband. If you don't know,
I saw that and I'm like, okay.
My man. I'm like, of course. I'm not going to say who it is because y'all know what? I'm going to be like, Julia, I'm not tagging. I'm not saying names. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. Listen, I screenshot and put the picture up. Like, y'all will not. I will not. I'm not posting from his page. But I'm on his page now, and this definitely looks like your type.
Tall, dark, handsome, with a British accent. Yes, yeah. Please.
I did. I was looking on his page when he did the twerk video. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. This is your man's, okay.
You know what's hilarious? How I saw him is, I, you know, I like to watch like those panel discussion shows on YouTube, and there's one from London. It's called Back Chat. If you listen, it's a hot mess, but it's really, you know, great content. So it's called Back Chat, and they had him on there, and he was just giving this mature perspective. And because a lot of times, like, we don't realize there's a lot of cultural differences between like us and like Black people overseas. Like, the guys on that show is very much like, if you've had more than three partners, you're a hoe. And I was like, we just don't talk like that no more. Like, that's just not acceptable, sir. But anyways, but it's really great content. I like to watch it. So they had him on there, and he's giving this like very mature perspective. I'm like, who is this man speaking like this? I go to find his Instagram.
I'm looking at his Instagram now. He's a gem. Like,
he's a whole verified profile, whole, you know, accomplished director. I thought I found my man. I was like, great.
He's definitely a gem.
Oh, definitely he is. I was like, I thought I found my husband. I was like, who is this man speaking like this and looking like this?
He knows, girl. What's it called? He knows Jackie, mm-hmm. Jackie Dennis, Anna. He knows him. I guess they're friends. I'm like, okay.
Makes sense. Through. But yeah, girl. I was very shocked to see a verified check next to his name when I found his page.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how he linked up with City Girls, though.
Well, I think he does a lot of the QC's videos. I know he's done some of the Migos. I think he did the one of the big Migos ones. I think it was the Walk It Like I Talk It video. Something with Drake in it. He's done a couple of their videos.
I wonder how he linked up with them, though. How'd they find him?
I don't know.
But yeah, I think that this is great. He did the video for My Type too. Oh, he did like a little cute. He did like a little recap from 2019. Okay.
Other videos that he successful do. Man.
21 Savage. This is Lil Baby. Okay.
Right. Imagine to my surprise when I'm thinking I'm just finding a regular person who's like on a panel show that, you know, just like
whole
a
celeb.
Girl, a whole man. Okay.
He did the video for you know, Lil Baby and DaBaby.
Okay. I didn't know that. I don't follow like people on social media anymore that I don't personally know on my Instagram.
How's that working for you?
It's a lot more realistic. You know what I mean? Like, like when you're following like a lot of celebrities, like everything is lavish, and that's just not real life. It's not real life. Like, I feel like I've been, I don't know, like in the real world on social media, like no, on Valentine's Day, like no, everybody didn't get, you know, the room full of roses in Bali. No, absolutely. Like, that just wasn't the case. You know what I mean? Like, especially, like, it's just more realistic. Like, you're not holding yourself to the standard of like, you know, extreme wealth. I'm like, oh my God, got 10,000 roses across the room. Anybody doing that for real? Most people got a nice dinner, maybe a trip to Jamaica here or there. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't anything that's not tangible. I think that's important to keep things in perspective. Like, we're looking at the extreme spectrum of wealth a lot of times when we're following these people.
Yeah.
Not even got money. Not like their wealth. You know what I mean? Not even got a couple coins. Well off. We skip all that and look at wealth.
Yeah. But yeah. I might do that, actually. Like, unfollow, like, a lot of, like, you know, influencers and...
Yeah, because it's, like, it's not realistic. It's just not realistic. It's all, like, It's almost then, like a show.
You know, my friends' content and stuff kind of gets lost in it, you know, like people that I actually know and want to support. And, you know,
that's another thing, too. I will say that when you're following a lot of influencers and brands, their shit gets pushed up. So by the time, you know, you scrolled for a few minutes and you're done, you didn't even get down to like the real shit, your real friends and the stuff they're doing in their posts. So
that's a point.
It's cleared a lot of energy, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's important.
Okay. Do you have any clownery?
I do. Unfortunately, I do.
What do you
Speaking
have?
Of scrolling social media, I was in my bed minding my business.
Mind your black business.
Minding, as they, you know, as they say, minding my black owned business. Mm-hmm. And I went on Instagram and somehow I got on the Haywire snap story. You know, I'm like, okay, let me see what Haywire is doing. You know, Twainy's a dear friend of mine. Love him like a brother. Watching, and I see a pool in the middle of Compound. Have you ever been to Compound?
No.
I've been one time. Huge club. Like literally, like when they say it's a compound, it's a, like, there's like, it's three clubs in one. It's huge. Really? Girl, yes. There's like a real club area. And then there's like another area that's more loungy. There's an outside. It's a compound. You can have like, you know, 10 events going on at the same time. So when I saw that middle area of Compound and I saw a pool there, I said, you know what? I see what's going on here, sir. I see what's going on. But as you keep watching the shenanigans that were going on, which, you know what? Honestly, the party wasn't even bad. You know what I mean? Like, it was people having fun. Everybody looks like a consenting adult. Do as you please, please. But the only thing that threw me off was the fact that we are in the middle of a pandemic, y'all. Like,
what are y'all doing? Somebody said, like, one of my followers was like, they're making COVID soup. I'm just like,
literally COVID soup up. It was just, I could see the COVID like in the background of the snaps. Like, it was just there was one person in there with a mask on. Sir, you might as well just take that off.
I saw. Yeah. I'm like, I applaud you for doing the right thing, sir. But let me tell you something. The soldiers are marching up and through here.
It's done.
The virus is running rampant.
I watched, and it was a long story too, so I'm watching and it is just going from crazy to crazier to crazy, and I'm just like, these people are really all up in here. I think the last snap, like, you know, I'm not trying to count nobody's pockets, but it said something about 20,000 people or something, or $20,000 something. But so it had to be at least 2,000 people, and not even, let's say if tickets were $20. I'm bad at math.
I don't understand.
So there was 1,000 people in there. 1,000 people. I think more than that, honestly. I think there was probably at least 5,000 people in there.
I just couldn't understand it. I'm like, y'all are, I'm looking at the snaps, I'm like, everybody's so carefree. I'd be scared going to the grocery store.
Same. I go to the grocery store and be in and out, come back, shower. Like, I'm still very much paranoid. Like, I'm not, like, you know, feeling like, you know, I'm just tired of it, so it's over. Like, no. People are dying. People are getting sick. Just because you can recover doesn't mean you're not going to have symptoms. You go to the grocery store, you know, especially where I live. I literally live, like, you know, next door to, like, a retired community. So we go to the same grocery stores. We go to the same nail salons. Like, I would feel terrible putting them at risk.
I made a point on Twitter, and I was like, you know, y'all, like, you know, it's one thing to, you know, be out and, you know, doing whatever it is you want to do, but it's like thousands of y'all in one spot, you know, the virus is running rampant, and then you know, go home and think that that's it, but then you go to the grocery store tomorrow and some old lady at CVS who only comes out during the senior hours, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and like, she catches it, and then now, like, that's how the shit spreads, and it's like, she didn't go to Haywire weekend, but you did. You done caught some shit, now you passing it to everybody else that's been trying to do the right thing, like... Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous.
That's the sad part. It's like, I understand some people like, well, don't tell me what to do, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, it's not only about you. If it was a thing where it wasn't as highly contagious as it is, then, you know, do what you want to do. You grown. You know what I mean?
And it's unpredictable. You just never know.
Yeah, that's the only thing that really, like, to me is in poor taste. It's like, it's not just about you. And I get it. Maybe you're like, you know, I don't live with anybody. It's just me. But like, you know, you go to the grocery store and touch the apple and, you know, putting it in your thing. And, you know, it's so many ways that, you know, the viruses and germs and all types of stuff like spread that we're unaware of, that you could be being as careful as you want to be. But, you know, anything. It could be anything. And I couldn't sleep at night knowing that, like, you know, I'm just going to go and say, fuck it. And if you catch it, sorry, sis. Like, right. I couldn't do it.
Because it's just like a common cold. People are dying. So it's like,
exactly.
Just that's have some discernment. It. Like, was it that deep for you to let go? Like,
yeah.
Now, I've been to a restaurant. Like, I haven't been to a bar, but I have been out to a restaurant. I've been out, you know, like, I've gone out places. But, like, even then, I'm just like, all right, I want to go home. Like, it just doesn't feel the same. Like, I can't go places, you know, just freely and feel like, oh, it's whatever. Like, you know, I still have something deep down inside of me. Like, okay, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. And it's like, I think the fact that, like, we don't really know, like, yeah, people are dying, but then it's like the numbers, you know, my mom called me the other day. She was like really upset, like crying. She's like, they're saying it's getting worse. Like one of my mom's best friends just died from it. Like, one of her, like, friends that she's been friends with since she was, like, in her 20s. And my mom is in her 60s. Like, one of her closest friends just passed. And it's like, you know, she's scared. And I'm like, you know, I'm scared, too. Because, like, you don't know what to believe. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm already a germaphobe as it is. Like, right. You don't have to say much for me to not be out. Like, I'm just not comfortable. Like, I don't want to go and have somebody touching my plate before they hand it to me to eat. Girl, no. Like, my mind has raced 1,000 times about what can have contaminated my food on a regular day. So I don't need, it's just not even enjoyable for me anymore. Like, I can't enjoy myself out. Like, until 2021, maybe. Girl, I mean, I don't know. And even then, like, I see myself being that person. Like, can I have a glass of hot water to put my silverware in? Like, I'm not about to eat the COVID on the fork. Like,
right. Like,
you know, like, I just, it's a different level of anxiety for me. So, you know, I don't know.
It's just too much.
But I mean, I will say, take the pandemic out of it. That party looked like a lot of fun. If I was 21 and, you know, in home and, you know, didn't have much of to do during the summer, and this party pops up, oh, that's a great time. That is an amazing time.
Now, you know, 30-year-old me is like,
hell no.
No, but 21-year-old me is like, okay, we rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and, you know, besides, I mean, half of me was just also really proud that his party went viral because that man is nuts.
Is that like Twainy's party?
Yes. He's part of the co-founder of Haywire.
I thought that he just was on, like, the committee. I don't know if he was, like, the brains behind it.
Girl.
I saw celebs tweeting about it. Like, I'm like, okay.
I know he is fucking up. Because, one, he's already a conspiracy theorist, so I'm pretty sure he doesn't believe in this COVID thing anyway. So this is all up for him. You know, like, me taking into account my own beliefs and my own things is, like, the downside of it. Like, I can't rejoice with you, brother, unfortunately. But I'm sure he is somewhere celebrating. It's like the weird, like, shrug, congrats. I don't know, child. I don't know. It's mixed emotions. It's mixed emotions.
It's just a lot.
But hopefully when all this shit is over, I mean, if it kind of gives you a glimpse into the Haywire experience. So, if, you know, if that's your speed.
It's not my speed. It's not my speed.
He's already told me. He told me years ago. He's like, Kayla, you're not going to be able to come to Haywire. It's just not my speed, but
it's too much.
You like to party hard, and you know,
oh, it is partying hard. It's gone now. But if you could catch the thread on Twitter or whatever, people talking about it, please indulge and go look at it because,
oh yeah,
that is something.
Yeah, if that is what you enjoy doing, this is what they do, and they do it in exotic locations. So, I guess, you know, be a part of it the next one. Not now, like, I'm sure whenever they start going back out of the country, if this is what you like. There it is, girl. That's all I had for clownery. I kind of wanted to give clownery again to the state of Florida, but I'm gonna let y'all live.
I don't even know.
I'm what I said last week again, because it ain't shit changed.
I don't want to be sad anymore about it. I'm just like, ugh, this is just a hot mess. And I just can't wait for it to be over. Like, to be honest with you, I'm forever thankful that, you know, none of my loved ones have been touched, you know,
child, by it.
But it's so unpredictable. And then again, it's like, you don't know what to believe. It's crazy how the numbers are just climbing and climbing and climbing. So I'm like, part of me is like, I don't know. But then it's like, if this is real, that shit is scary as fuck. Like, and you just never know. It's just unpredictable. I have no idea.
We were literally watching the news, me and my mom, and they were talking about the numbers in Brazil, and their president is very much like Donald Trump. Like, he was like, it's a scam. It's yada, yada. It's like a cold. It's a flu. Girl, why he came back positive? His ass is COVID positive. So he's sitting there looking goofy now. And it was just like, they were talking about the numbers. And my mom was like, that's so crazy. Their numbers are going crazy. I was like, Mom, we're worse. You know what I mean? I was like, you know, when you're seeing it in a different country, it's like, oh my God, that's so crazy. But the United States is still number one in cases and still number one in deaths. Still, you know what I mean? Like our numbers, especially here in Florida, like we're going up. Like we really had, if you look at our chart, we really hadn't seen anything yet close to what we're going through now. Like literally within the last, you know, 5-6 days. So. Listen,
I just want to know, like, I want like answers. And I feel like the government for real, like, I want answers. It's sad. I feel like so failed by like the government is failing us. Like we are doomed.
And I went into like survival mode, like maybe in March, maybe in April, where I was just like, they're not going to do anything to protect me. So I'm going to protect myself. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just it's unreal. I can't believe it.
It's fucked up. It's really fucked up. They really said, you know what? Shit, what you want me to do about it? That's literally what they threw their hands up and said, what you want me to do? Oh, and that's God. It. And that's crazy because like countries like Canada, who's, you know, a very, you know, developed country, much like us, that doesn't have anywhere near the wealth. They've been home. They gave their people $2,000 a month, you know, and they shut down everything. And now they're back running as normal. The United States, it's like, it's embarrassing. It's really embarrassing. The European Union said, you know, we're opening our borders back up. You know, our cases have gone all the way down. And they was like, not you girls over there in the U.S., though. Y'all don't just come.
Y'all
stay y'all ass there.
Y'all can't come.
It's embarrassing. Especially because this country portrays itself to have all this wealth and all of this technology.
It's the land of opportunity. And it's like, look what we're going through.
And I remember seeing this early on. They was like, the United States is literally a third world country in a Gucci belt. Dressed down a designer. Like, it really is ridiculous. Because you couldn't support your people for 3 months and you have all this wealth, quote unquote. Are you kidding me? You're the richest, all the countries in the Middle East with oil and gold and all the resources of the world. And the United States is the richest country in the world, but you couldn't support your people for 3 months?
For 3 months. And they're still throwing spaghetti at the wall, trying to find something that sticks. You know, they don't know if they want to give us stimulus. They don't know if they want to.
It's a fucking mess. It's a mess. I almost wanted to talk about, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, just not to end it on something so heavy. Like, what have people been doing to, you know, stay grounded, stay uplifted, keep themselves in high spirits, you know, just so we can help one another? Like, what's been helping you through this whole time?
Denial.
Julia.
I've just been in denial this whole time. Like, honestly, you know, I don't spend as much time, you know, with like my loved ones, like, you know, my mom. I try not to go over there a lot. Yeah, I try not to go over there a lot just because I, you know, I'm paranoid. I don't want to pass anything to her. My mom went through cancer and chemo. And so,
right.
You know, chemotherapy fries your immune system. So I just don't want something like that to happen. And then my stepfather, he's a victim. He's a stroke victim. So he's already like, you know, just, you know, not in the best health. And I don't want, you know, because I go places and then I don't want to like pass anything on to them. And then, you know, my son is about to start school. They're starting school back up, but they don't even know what they want to do. And I'm like scared. I'm always scared. So like the way that I stay grounded is to just be in denial. Like I'll sit in my house. I listen to music. Like I'll, you know, do my little tie-dye socks. And I just live in complete denial, honestly.
Ignorance is bliss. I will say that.
I just act like everything's not going on, like until I have to go out somewhere. And I hate that, like, it's like this, like, we can't go out. Like, I have to go out. Like, I have to do things. Like, but it's not as easy. You know, a lot of people, you know, if they can afford Instacart, you know, every week or whatever, okay. But, you know I can't. So I have to go to the grocery store. Like, I have to go out and do things. And it's just too much. And then work, like, I have to go out. It's just.
It's a lot.
So what do you do?
Girl, honestly, I've been just trying to like meditate more. Honestly, like that's my thing, like doing, you know, listening to like different sounds, just having to calm my spirit. Like that's literally my thing. Like I have to remain grounded. I don't do frantic energy. I don't do it well. Like my nerve system is sensitive. Like any little thing and I'm just off, and I just don't like feeling that way. So I just have to make sure that I'm keeping my peace of mind as a priority. One thing that I will say, anything I don't feel like doing, I don't do. I just prioritize myself. Like, no, I don't feel like doing that. That's not going to happen then. Like I don't force myself to do anything. There's no, I don't force myself. Like, no, whatever I feel up to, I do. If I don't feel up to it, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay. Like, we have to be able to like advocate for ourselves and be like, it's draining out here. I don't have much, and what I have, I'm going to preserve until I can figure out, you know, a better solution. But, you know, it's definitely, I definitely think it's self-preservation times we're going through, and don't feel guilty for it. Don't feel like, you know, you're, you know, especially with our generation, and everybody has all these lofty goals they want to accomplish and be this and be where, you know, everybody's supposed to be a millionaire in 6 months. And that, you know what, we are living in different times. You have to pivot. You know, that's the, that was the, my biggest, like, you just have to pivot. Like, it's just not going to happen how you thought. And that is okay, because it doesn't mean it's not going to happen. You never know what's in store for you tomorrow or next week. Just do the best you can. Keep your energy clear. Keep your heart pure. And that's all you can do. Also, I'm looking for crystals to buy.
Sometimes it feels like life is such a toss up. Crystals, you know, page, like you said, staying grounded is important, and these are self preservation times. For me, it looks like denial. For you, it looks like, you know, constant meditation and, you know, grounding exercises. But for everybody else out there, if that sounds like you, like, don't feel bad for doing what you got to do, because, child, it is crazy out here. It's like you don't know what. I feel like we're being pushed and pulled in a lot of different directions, and you don't know what to do. So.
Agreed.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for clownery, I guess.
Oh yeah, child, we might have to move through these kind of quick, because it's already been 30 minutes. We said it was gonna pop in and pop out, but child,
but we don't really have do we have any what do you have for the main topic? What
we had, Will and Jada in August.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we could talk about it.
We could run through that really quick, because we kind of mentioned it on the live. So if you missed the live, then, you know, you're missing out on life. But we talked about it a little bit on live, but we'll just talk about it a little bit on here. Do you have any thoughts? I still feel the same.
I don't know what to think. I still feel like the whole situation's really weird. Like, I don't know what to make of it. Like, I don't. And then now Will and Jada are denying it. So it's like,
I feel like August was very particular with his words. I don't feel like him and Jada had a sexual relationship. I think they had a very emotional relationship. I feel like they were, you know, in some form of a relationship, but I don't think it was, they were boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't think that's what it was. But I do think they had definitely had some type of emotional connection. I think August was a consenting adult. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's a victim in the situation, mm-hmm. as in how people are trying to portray Jada to be some type of predator because she's older, he's younger, he was vulnerable. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times, even if you're the same age, a lot of people come into a relationship a lot more emotionally vulnerable than the other person. Mm-hmm. Because that's just how things go. You know, people look for stability, emotion, where they lack. You know what I mean? They are kind of attracted to that.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's what happened. He found somebody very like sound and stable and very grounded, and he wanted that. And, you know, was very attracted to Jada. She was attracted to him for some odd reason. And, you know, it just was what it was. I don't think it's that weird. I think a lot of times when you've reached a different level of your spirituality and you kind of move out of that possessiveness of love, you kind of,
I feel like maybe he just needed to get it out. I feel like he just needed to confess. He needed to, you know.
That, yeah, that was the thing too. Like, him having to speak on it. I understand him when he says, you know, anytime something bothers me, like I said, prioritize yourself. Anytime something don't sit right with my spirit, I am going to make right with myself first and foremost. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not about to go to bed and can't sleep at night all for the sake of somebody else. Like, I have to clear my conscience. I have to talk about it for whatever reason. If he felt like he did, he can. He has all the right to speak on his experience that he's had in his life. And I feel like, you know, that's just something that happened. I don't think it's that out of the box, honestly. I think a lot of people have a lot more looser parameters around their relationship than, you know, traditionally what we would know. I don't think it's something they want to talk about specifically because, you know, it's not the norm and they don't want to be judged. But I think it's not that out of the box.
I don't know.
That's what I think. That's what I think about Will, Jada in August.
I just feel like it's so weird. Like, I feel like their family, like, I like their family for what it is, like, but I still feel like something over there, something in the milk ain't really clean, and maybe it'll come out later. I do. I enjoy them. I really do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just want to know, like, what was really, I want to hear Jada's side. I want to hear Jada's side.
I think that, yeah, I want to see the red table talk for sure, but I do think they're a very unconventional family, but I don't think it's anything dark. I don't think it's anything malicious going on over there. I just think they have very different beliefs. And I think they're just privileged enough to be able to live in those beliefs. You know what I mean? You know, when we talked about the open relationship thing early on, and one of my main things where I couldn't see it working is because we have a household that we're trying to build together. You know what I mean? Like, how are you going out on dates and we got to pay bills? You know, where do you have the, you know, it was just, it wasn't practical to me. But I feel like when you have reached a different level, you don't have those issues. You can explore different things that you might have felt like, you know, this might work better for us.
Yeah.
But yeah, child, it's a lot. All right. Last thing on the list. It's, this one is a little heavy. I don't know how I feel about this. I might have to joke my way through this because it's a lot. The Lil Wayne and 50 Cent conversation.
Please, I want to hear the clip. If I'm going to play the clip, it'll provide me with some context so I can have an opinion. Because what the hell?
This is 50 Cent. It looks like, I don't know if he's at a bar, if he's in a studio, but Lil Wayne is sitting there. He has like his mic set up and 50 Cent is on the screen talking to him. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm just going to play the clip and let y'all come to your own.
If you represent prison reform.
Wait, is this the right clip? Oh, that's not the right clip. I don't know what he's talking about right there. He said something about prison reform and a correctional officer. I'm looking for the clip where he was talking about black women in particular. I hope I can find it.
Well, while you find it, I have a question. Is Versus obsolete? Like, what do you mean? Like, are they still doing it? I know Fab and Jadakiss was the last one.
Girl, that was the best one yet.
Girl.
I loved it. I enjoyed myself.
I didn't know what was going on. Like, I know, like, as the songs were playing, I was like, oh, I know this one. I know this one. But, like, coming into it, I'm like, I don't think I know any Jadakiss. Like, not that much.
I'm sure you do. You probably. But, you know, the crazy thing is they didn't play a lot of their biggest songs. Like, they didn't play Money. Like, he didn't play Money, Power, and Respect. And I was like, that's one of his biggest songs.
Right,
he didn't play Why. And I was like, he was taking it easy because he could have played so many, like, of his popular song with him and Mariah. Like, those are big songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't play them. But you know what? I had a good time. And it was so funny because I was talking to my friend, Stevon, before the battle started. We were just like talking on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, Jadakiss is drunk. I don't know if y'all know it or not, but I know my uncle.
Blasted.
I was like, I know my uncle. He's drunk right now. Like, he is in there telling everybody about his days in the tunnel. In his head, it's 2001 right now. Like, he's having the time of his life.
Oh,
and literally,
God.
As soon as they get on there, he was blasted.
I knew he was drunk when he was like, we love you. We love your whole family. I'm like, he is lit.
The I love you drunk is the best drunk.
Oh my God,
it was so funny. I had a good time watching it. It was definitely a stroll down. Even Fab though, he didn't play a lot of the songs that like were to me his biggest songs. And I saw a lot of people on the timeline, oh, Fab's not canceled.
He did a lot
up.
Of stuff. No, he's definitely canceled. He did a lot
right,
of
like because we watched the battle, now we're just watching the battle. I really focused my attention more on Jadakiss. I enjoyed the battle in itself, and just let it be that, because I'm going to go off on a tangent about that in a little bit.
It's
once
like,
I find this clip.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I don't know.
I thought it was a great.
We like battle. You said, we have to do what like what else can we get? Like what are we going to do? Like, yes, Fab is canceled, but this is a battle because we're in a pandemic, and this is literally something to lift our spirits. Like, what else? Like, what else right. do you want from us?
And I also, I think I've said this before, I really don't believe in holding people to their like lowest moment or their worst decision or the worst thing they've ever done in life. I feel like if they've taken steps to apologize multiple times, gone to therapy and try to improve themselves, I'm nobody to be like, oh, too bad, still don't. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just not on that. It doesn't mean I have to be such a fan of you how I've been in the past. It doesn't mean I'm still, you know, streaming, doing, but you know, I'm not going to sit here and just harp on it if you're taking steps to improve yourself. I don't think that's fair. Not something I'm into. Now, for people who are repeat offenders or unapologetic about their toxic behavior, I don't have time. But I don't know if y'all can hear music. I think my neighbors are having a party. Y'all pray for me.
Mm-mm, I can't hear nothing.
Oh. Child. Somebody's going through it. But I can't find this clip. And maybe it's a sign that, oh, I found it. All right. Y'all ready? All right. This is the 50 Cent Lil Wayne clip.
And I look and I go, yo, this is why they get mad, they get angry. You see a lot of sisters, they go, oh, you fucking with this kind of girl or that kind of girl. That shit is exotic.
Stupid.
That shit look a lot different from the shit that you see in the neighborhood all the time. It looks like that shit look like it's
this is Lil Wayne
a boat, baby. You don't like that, motherfucker. You don't like that? You go, God damn, what's the matter with you? It feels like something foreign. It feels like something that you can't just get. So in some kind of ways, it is interesting to explore. You know what I'm saying? But they get mad, they get angry. How did you end up with this motherfucker or this guy? I'm like, huh?
For real. They get real.
I just look at it like, oh, look at this angry. And then my instincts always makes me defensive. So I go, look at this angry black motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. You're trying to fuck up the whole vibe. You understand what I'm saying to you? You go, see what I'm saying? And I look at it.
So yeah.
Hmm.
That was the clip. Did you hear everything? I hope so.
I did. No, I did. I just what was the reason? And then the nerve of Lil Wayne, somebody with three dreads, to be laughing about somebody else.
And so it's Lil Wayne, who a lot of people were like criticizing him and like, bro, you have a whole black daughter. You know what I mean? Like, if nothing else, which I mean, like, I've seen people say it time and time again, the fact that we even have to bring your mother, your sister, your daughter into this for you to try to have some type of concept of why this is not okay to say is just like, bro, it shouldn't be that foreign of a concept. But, you know, his daughter put on her, it looks like her Twitter, I'm black, I'm beautiful, I'm enough, I'm exotic, I'm amazing, I'm one of a motherfucking kind. Now, where are my black beautiful queens at? And she posted like a selfie of herself. And her mom posted her on her Instagram. And she, Toya said, my daughter is so damn beautiful. You are everything, queen. Don't ever forget that. And I really feel for her. I really do. Because this is your dad. You know what I mean?
Like, she loves her dad.
He's supposed to instill a lot of self-confidence into you. It's like the first man who, like, you know, you value their opinion. You care about what they think of you and you don't want to disappoint them. And just for them to just feel like, I mean, he probably thinks I'm cool, but he probably, you know, low-key thinks I'm ugly or low-key doesn't think I'm a desirable, you know, woman. But, you know, I'm his daughter. So, I mean, it's just, I couldn't imagine like having to deal with those feelings. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, I just, in itself, that was, you know, troublesome, but also the response, like a lot of people were saying, you know, black men, where y'all be at when it's Lil Wayne that you got to say something to, when it's 50 Cent? I've seen a lot of people give 50 Cent, you know, flack and shit like that, but I have it like, this is y'all homeboy, right? Like, y'all be wanting us to cancel this person, Doja Cat, y'all forgave her. No, ain't nobody forgive nobody, but where, instead of monitoring what we're doing and who we're holding accountable, where are you? You know, like that just bothered me. It just really bothers me when people, you know, are selective. Like, you're so concerned about black women being the ones to hold people accountable, black women being the one to cancel black women. But like, where do y'all be? Like, does this not offend y'all? Like,
right. Y'all want us to do all the work. And then, you know, if there's any consequences, we got to suffer those through those too. Like, it's just, it's too much.
Yeah, it was. I thought that was it's just another prime example. Like, between that and like seeing you know, the versus battle, like, I thought y'all canceled Fab. We did. What do you want us to do? Like, and then the video comes out with City Girls and Doja Cat. I thought y'all canceled Doja Cat. Like, why are you worried about what we're doing so bad? Exactly. Like, why don't you do something around here? Like, you do some, pick up some of this emotional labor. Here's some for everybody. Here, you take some, you do some of this heavy lifting, because we can't do everything.
I just whatever. And then, like I said, the nerve of Lil Wayne's. I want him to get a haircut. A nice blowout will do him well.
Girl.
Let's start there. Like,
I mean, honestly, Lil Wayne literally has, you know, two dreads. Literally, like, sir, the nerve of you. If you, sir, didn't have these millions and accolades, do you think you're, you know, the creme de la creme, sir? No. The nerve of Lil Wayne to talk about someone's appearance. Or not even, he wasn't talking, to be fair. He was just laughing at, like, you think this is funny of all people? 50 Cent, please. Please.
Mm-mm. I just
don't understand. Like,
just the blind leading the blind. Like,
honestly, it was just like, are we still, it's 2020 and there's a whole pandemic outside. Black people are dying due to racism and illnesses. You know, all types of shit is going on in the black community. And this is what y'all wanted to talk about? This is what, this 50, this, I think it was some type of show he had. I don't know what it was, but he seemed like he was leading the conversation. And I don't think Lil Wayne has like some type of show or podcast or series or anything like that. So 50 Cent, this is what you wanted a show for? To talk about this?
I just, exactly. Like, a 45-year-old man? Right. Like, at this point, like, whatever the shit you're doing for shit to get, you too old. Ain't you 50?
This is the compelling content you wanted to provide?
Right. What was the reason?
This, sir, come on.
Ugh, whatever.
But yeah.
Like, and the black woman thing is old. Like, the angry black woman, like, making black women the butt of your jokes. Like, it's never going to... offensive. It's never going to go over well. Like, it's old. It's tired. Like, we tired of that. Mm-mm.
It's whack. It's whack at this point. It's lazy at this point. Just say you don't like us and stop playing in our faces. Just say it. It'd be so much easier. Like, I'm really for it. Just say what you feel. I don't... Listen, right, wrong, or indifferent, just say how you feel so I can know where you stand. That's all. I need a lighter note to end on. Let me think. What happened? Give me a funny meme. Give me something.
Let me see. I got nothing.
Dang.
People were talking about soul food on Twitter today, about it being like, what were they saying? Movie. Just, you know, do it. Like, I think somebody was like,
okay.
Yeah, about people were like live tweeting it, you know, like it just came
was
out.
Was it on BET?
No.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Soul Food's good.
I might have to go watch Soul Food tonight.
Go watch a classic black movie. Like, before we started recording, I was watching Life. I think it's on Hulu.
Okay, cool. I got Hulu.
I was watching Life.
I've been watching
what?
Married at First Sight, Charlotte edition.
What?
Girl, it's been 3 days. Listen, I haven't watched this. Like, y'all know I don't keep up with like shows and series, but I used to watch it like years ago with my sisters, and like somehow the other day my sister was like, oh, let's watch it, and I just got into it, and this season was nuts. Have you ever watched it, Married at First Sight, where the experts pick a person for you to marry and you're literally legally married?
Yeah, I watched the one with the guy's name was Jeff D and the girl, I forgot her name.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that one.
Shaunice and Jeff D. That was the Boston when they were in Boston. That was a good season. But this one, girl, we got one toxic couple that be cussing each other out every other day.
What?
Girl, I don't want to spoil it in case anybody wants to go and watch it. I would highly recommend. It's quality television. There's this twist and turns. I felt like I was watching a thriller. Like, the end, it was like, whoa. Because, you know, at the end of the 8 weeks, they have to decide whether they want to stay together or get a divorce. And listening to my sister, she's already watched it. And she was like, oh, by the end of the series, you're going to pretty much know the couples that want to stay together and the couples that want to get a divorce. So I'm thinking, okay, yeah, honestly, it is kind of obvious, the ones that are having issues. Plot twist. I don't want to spoil it, but damn.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it then.
Yeah, we got one couple where the girl is a virgin. We have another one where the guy, he's like,
I don't think that's
a former basketball player. Come on.
No, that's not fair. Like, you've never had sex, you've never been married, and you're doing both for the first time like this.
Girl,
that shouldn't be allowed. Like,
I want you to watch it. I want you to watch the whole, it took me a few days, but I really want you to watch the whole series. And I think we should do a breakdown on the relationships and their core issues that they had and what we think about them, because I have thoughts.
Well, we don't got Love After Lockup, so this is the next best thing.
True. Yeah,
I missed Love After Lockup.
I'm going to watch the reunion because I need explanations from some of these people, okay? Because I feel caught off guard and blindsided. But yeah, I think that's a pretty good place to end it. That's all I have.
Yeah, we got a lighter note, so yeah, I'm good. And like I said, we'll have something fun for you all at the end of the week. So
true. I'm excited about that.
All right. Well, that's all I got. Follow us on Instagram at Back Talk Podcast, on Twitter _BackTalkPod. Our website is backtalkpodcast.com for business inquiries. BackTalkThePodcast@gmail.com. Heavy on the business. Heavy on the business.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like we need to start saying this at the beginning of the show as opposed to the end, because maybe they're just not getting the message.
Maybe,
you know,
not.
Maybe we're going to put it in the beginning from here on out.
I'm keeping you all lifted in prayer. That's all I got. We'll see y'all later on this week.
Bye.
Bye.